me, have you seen the marvelous breadfish swimming in the ocean waters? Have you seen the marvelous breadfish? He's like an inverse sandwich.
Sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boo boo.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Hey, freaks! Jim the James Henson, back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Oh my God, if you guys are not Sideshow members, what are you waiting for? Yesterday's program was crazy. The extended portion featured just recoculous audio clip after recoculous audio clip. I urge you all to download that episode of the show. As for today, though, I've got some really exciting news. One of my favorite black bitches is back. Truth be told, I only really have one favorite black bitch, but she is back. I am referring, of course, to Alexis K. Tyler, Vagina Bauer. She's back in rare form, man. She's got a video she posted on YouTube that's nearly an hour long, and it's broken up into various topics. And she timestamps them. So I can click if I want to the power of anal sex, a request from lesbians, down low brothers, raw risks. Oh, Laurel is my gay baby daddy. That type, or I'm sorry, Lonel or something, whatever. Let's take a listen real quick to the power of anal sex. Take it away, Alexis.
Your ass is your first chakra.
All right.
And that's one of the most powerful ways to open somebody up.
Through their asshole.
On a mental, emotional, spiritual level.
And a physical level, really.
And turn them out by fucking them in the ass. Because a lot of these niggas know that that's one of the keys to keep their bitch in check. Or to get her under control or subdue her, fucking her in the ass. And it's a lot of women, black women, not going to discuss it. But a lot of black women are turned down on getting fucked in the ass because they saying they come harder in their pussy by being fucked in the ass, or they prefer anal sex over vaginal sex, or that's what their man wants. And it's like you have all these nerves, which are like meridians also. Wow. meridian points in the body that move from your asshole all the way up your spine into your brain. So that's why a lot of people get fucked in the ass, nigga. Hit them off right and hitting them corners and shit, or hit that prostate right, knock on that motherfucking door, motherfucker come so hard he think he done seen God. That dick is God.
There's a new little sound clip from Alexis K. Tyler for you. Dick is God. Moving on, let's hear from a racist porn star.
Let's talk about your baby. Or no.
A pregnant racist porn star. Sorry, I wasn't specific enough.
Baby, yeah?
Let's talk about the baby's daddy.
Yeah, let's do that. What's his name?
I don't know.
What's his race?
Nigger.
A nameless nigger.
Can we refrain?
No, let's not refrain. Be as real as you want, honey. All right. Moving on to some real porn here, not just some stupid porn whore talking. This is, I guess you'd call it pepper porn. A woman is shoving peppers in her ass. Actually, a guy is doing it for her. But there's all sorts. Yellow peppers, red peppers, green peppers. Who's getting off to this? There's a pepper in her right now. Spreading her wide open. I want you to really listen closely to all of the sounds. There it goes. Her asshole looks like a retard's mouth. You know how like the retard's mouth is always like open with a tongue? Kind of like the tongue is still in his mouth, but barely. Kind of what her asshole looks like. Stop making those noises! Gross. Alright, here comes pepper number two! What one is this? This looks like a... Ow! Ow! Stop it! Oh, the yellow pepper is going back in. Comes again. Ugh. The aftermath is really the hardest part to deal with. All that ass slurping. Having some sort of ass contractions. And the pepper goes back in her ass. It out. It's getting faster. I don't want to eat that pepper. Ooh. And out again. Oh, pushing it deeper in his ass. Dude's just cruel. I think she can work it out though. Come on. Come on! Push that pepper out, you whore! There we go. Need a little pep talk. All right, I'm going to fast forward to the end here. I can't take any more of this crap. All right, here's the very end. And she got it out again. Yay! Good. Okay. These peppers give you gas, apparently. I mean, what a gaping, pink, red... gross looking hole. Her asshole is so wide open, it sounds like a cave or a seashell or something. Very cavernous in there. Oh, well. What a beautiful way to end that video. Thank you. I've got one more bizarre porn clip, and I promise that'll be it today. Here is a girl. She has like a speculum or something stretching open her asshole, and the guy has poured Pop Rocks in her hole, and now he's going to pour a can of Coke. Here we go. This is from the website asssmoothie.com. You can hear the Coke being poured in there. You can also hear the crackling.
Strangest sensation ever. Oh my god. Oh my god, it tickles. Ah.
You can totally hear the crackling pop rocks. That can't be good for your innards, can it?
Oh, this is just going crazy in my ass. Ah. Oh. Here it all comes. Oh my god, do you guys hear that?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Oh, Rice Krispies in my ass. Ooh. Oh, now it's really fizzing. Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, the fizz tickles so bad right now. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
The guy manages to pour almost a full 12 ounces of Coke into her asshole. Unfortunately, we don't get to see her expelling it. That's really the money shot for me. But here is some more sounds of the crackling of her ass.
I think I have ever done.
Oh, what did she say there?
This is the weirdest thing I think I have ever done.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Leave it to you guys with your sick mind.
Porn.
Oh my god.
Listen how clear that crackling is.
Well, I guess it's good that nothing bad is happening. It's kind of enjoyable. I like it.
Wow.
That is just crazy.
It's like a crackling fire.
Are you listening to this?
That is...
What's going on in my ass right now?
Amazing.
All that fizzing and popping.
You're recreating the Big Bang in your ass, lady. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Still not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Support the program. Prove that you are a super freak. $5 a month or $50 a year. That's all it'll take. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts. I try to post these shows extra early. Usually, it's either right after midnight or like early in the morning, like 5, 6 a.m., something like that. As a matter of fact, yesterday's show was posted at like 7 in the morning for everyone on the sideshow, and then for the freeloaders they got it like at 6 at night or something. So if you want your DV fresh and steaming and a little stinky, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Yesterday's extended show clocked in at over an hour and was just insane. The stupid audio I was playing. If you sign up right now you can catch that show. Alright, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, do you guys remember the name Jennifer Petcove? Doesn't ring a bell. The Trenton woman accused of harassing her neighbors, including a terminally ill little girl. Now does it ring a bell? Oh, yes. We reported this on Distorted View a while ago. I guess probably about a year ago, as a matter of fact. Here's some of the video from the news story here.
Her family says 7-year-old Kathleen Edward is in the final stages of a degenerative brain disorder diagnosed as Huntington's disease, the same disease which killed Kathleen's mom, Laura, when she was only 24. This is Laura's picture shown here in the arms of the Grim Reaper. Her family's offended. They found the picture on this neighbor's personal Facebook page. The neighbor admitted to me, yeah, I posted that on Facebook. And she says she also posted a picture of 7-year-old Kathleen with a skull and crossbones.
What do you accomplish with the deceased mother, with the Grim Reaper, and the daughter fighting an illness
personal
with the skull and crossbones? What is it?
Personal satisfaction because it rubs their raw. Burns their because it burns Rebecca Rose's raw for me to make fun of her dead daughter on that page.
That sounds sick.
Take it or leave it.
This neighbor dispute features a hearse hauling a coffin. Kathleen's family and neighbors say it's been used to harass Kathleen and her mom before her death.
Drove it down there in front of her husband's house, opens a casket, guns the engine. They don't care about anybody. I've never met people that had no heart. She told me that she was a devil. She has no sympathy and no empathy for anyone.
But the truck's owners deny harassing anyone. They say it's all part of a Halloween display. So your message with the hearse is it's Halloween.
It's a hearse. It's a pickup truck with a frickin'...
With a coffin in the back? Good.
Okay. Yeah. No, hello, staying with the theme. Hello. Okay.
Police responded to the neighborhood dispute while we were here. They've been here before. The family that's frightened has taken out a personal protection order.
How is it threatening when they're all parading around here now and you have PPOs against me and my wife?
Threatening.
Okay. How is that threatening? If
it's Halloween, people. We're going to decorate.
All right. I'm so excited to read this follow-up. It's been a year since that story. So apparently the news contacted the family of Kathleen Edward, who suffers from Huntington's disease. I thought she was in the last stages of this. She's still kicking. A degenerative brain disorder to see how she's doing. The girl's condition is getting worse, and her family tells the news that their relationship with Petkov has not improved. Last year, images from a Facebook page were displayed where Petkov made fun of Kathleen and the girl's mother, who died from the same brain disease. Petkov has been very busy. She lost custody of her children and was put on probation for trying to run over another neighbor. She was ordered to move out of her home, but is now back in the neighborhood. Her antics are far from over, according to Kathleen's grandmother, Becky Rose. She says Petkov posted a message on Facebook, which reads, "You thought the past 4+ years were bad. You haven't seen nothing yet." Rose also says Petkov also recently taunted Kathleen. Quote, "As soon as she saw Kathleen getting put in a wheelchair, she's on her phone yelling real loud, 'Oh, I just saw the best thing ever!'" Well, we're not stupid. We know what that meant. So there you go. That's a little update for you on what's happening in this poor, terminally ill girl's life. Neighbors are monsters. Probably distorted view, listeners. Second story we have for you today. An official from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention was arrested for allegedly molesting a child. How'd that come from? And bestiality. Okay. Kimberly Lindsay, 44, a deputy director at CDC, is charged with child molestation and bestiality for two incidents involving a 6-year-old child. Lindsay's live-in boyfriend, who I'm guessing was probably behind this whole thing. It's always the creepy live-in boyfriend. Thomas Westerman, 42, is also being charged with child molestation. The pair is accused of involving the child in their sex acts. They're just trying to spice up their relationship. You know, missionary position just gets so boring after a while. Let's introduce a 6-year-old child, or maybe a husky, into the mix, including allowing the boy to spank Lindsay's nude ass and letting him use an electric sex toy on her. Well, now, here's the thing. The boy wasn't being molested, right? He was doing the penetrating, for Christ's sakes. Kid, in a few years, you are going to have an amazing story to tell, and you're going to be the most popular kid in high school or something, right? I got to use a vibrator on a 42-year-old woman. What, what? All right, the pair is accused of involving the child in their sex acts. Of course, the spanking and the electric sex toy on her. Lindsay's also accused of performing sex acts with two pets. You've got a 6-year-old right there. You can make him do anything. Why the hell would you want to involve pets? Police said they've... I'm not condoning pedophilia. I'm just saying humans always beat animals, right? I think. I don't know. Two legs good, four legs bad. Or better. I don't know. Lindsay is also accused of performing sex acts with two pets. Police said they found evidence in the home during a search that led to the issuance of the warrants. These words, these big words trip me up. Issuance, three syllables, always trips me up. Though they would not comment on the nature of the alleged evidence. The pair turned themselves in on Sunday after they learned warrants had been issued for their arrests. Officer said a medical professional treating the victim alerted police. The incidents are alleged to have occurred in January of 2010 and August of 2011. Lindsay is a deputy director for the Laboratory Science Policy and Practice Program Office at the CDC, where she oversees $1.5 billion in funds. The website says she got her PhD from Emory, her undergraduate degree from the University of Central Florida. I knew somehow Florida was going to be involved in this story. Speaking of Florida, I just happen to have a news story from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Shout out to Timmy Boo of thestoryview.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a very short story. It's actually like 3 sentences long. The story comes from Melbourne, Florida. Dwarf tossing. It's on the minds of voters, of course. That's what they're worried about in Florida. The economy is shit. We're still in wars. They're worried about dwarf tossing. Dwarf tossing, it's a real threat. It's on the minds of voters and representatives throughout the Sunshine State. Representative Rich Workman, a Republican from Melbourne, is fighting to get a state law banning dwarf tossing repealed. What? He's trying to get the law banning dwarf tossing repealed, saying it's not up to the state to decide who citizens can or cannot toss. Workman says it's about not letting the government trample our individual liberties. This is the type of shit that the Tea Party people are worried about, right? He says if local government wants to ban dwarf tossing, fine, but the state government should not be involved in the issue. So there you go. Maybe there's going to be some sort of dwarf tossing issue to appear on the ballot in November. That'd be kind of funny. Issue 4 wants to ban dwarf tossing. What about the little people who depend on income from dwarf tossing? All right, they do get paid for that. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, Nick here. I'm listening to the 10-3 show, and the audio you played at the beginning of the show of the sewer slut Carol,
yes,
is excruciatingly long.
I know.
But I'm going to listen to it all and put myself through this fucking punishment.
It's crap-loving Carol, I believe.
It's the paid for your goddamn show, and I'm going to get my fucking money's worth.
Yes, well, you're a trooper. Thanks for sticking with us.
Jimmy Boo, Operating Seton here. In case you didn't hear, Don LaPree killed himself.
Yes.
He was one of my favorite late-night TV shysters.
Oh, yeah, he was
so
one
I
of
think,
mine, too.
He really deserves a little tribute on the next edition of the show. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Should
yeah, you know, I mentioned it before some other listener called in, but yeah, Don LaPree was the infomercial guy who wanted you to take out small personal ads or small classified ads in your newspaper, never really telling you what the classified ads were for, but somehow, you know, if you take out a small classified ad in one newspaper, then with the money that you make from that, God knows how. I don't know if you're just supposed, if you take out a classified ad that says, send me money, please, I need money. And then you take that money, and then you put a couple more classified ads out there in other newspapers, and eventually you become a millionaire.
Hey, Tim, glad you remember Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
Two quick things real quick. First off, I was listening to today's program, and I heard Austin's message. I agree with him. I really think that because the you know, the vagina is so vascularized. I think they actually said that in the article, that it would be a lot easier for you to absorb the chemicals from there as opposed to your mouth.
Oh,
and
okay.
Secondly, I was listening to some old episodes, and I just got to the part with the Raymond 14 interview, and I realized you've not said anything about him for quite a while. So what's up with him? I'd like to hear another Raymond 14 video. And I'm too lazy to go look it up myself. Plus, things are funnier when you show them.
Yes.
I realize that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
The touch of, it's the touch of Tim, the Midas touch. Yeah, Raymond 14 is still around, still producing insane amounts of videos in great quantity. But they're all like 14 minutes, and it's like his videos. Like, here's a sample Raymond 14 video. Okay. Oh, no, what happened? And that's pretty much it. Like, they make absolutely no sense. So maybe I'll compile some of my favorite short Raymond 14 videos.
Hey, Timmy Queer. This is first-time caller. The Burnyard Bear.
Hey, Burnyard Bear.
I figured
Bear.
If I called you a queer, I'd fit in with the rest of your faggot callers. So now that I'm one of the cool kids, I've got a bathroom question for you. And no, it doesn't have to do with that old, outdated topic of whether we stand or sit while we
Let's
wipe
let
our
that
ass.
One die.
We're over that. Yes. This is more of a bathroom etiquette question.
Oh.
Now, no one likes to deal with another man's piss on a public shitter when you have to take the shit, all right?
Yeah.
So, how do you feel if you were sitting in a public bathroom taking a shit when you know there's plenty of urinals free, and you either see the feet or you hear someone come in the bathroom? And instead of going to a urinal like a normal man and pissing in it, he goes into one of the shitters, drops his pants, and some of them drop their pants literally to the ground like a fucking 5-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and takes a piss in one of the shitters. Now, you know as well as any male knows that our piss splashes, And most of these douchebags don't clean up their own piss, leaving it for the next guy to use the shitter. So, Timmy.
Some guys like their privacy. I don't like to stand next to other guys and piss in
urinals. Tell me how you feel about that.
But I'm very courteous, and I don't split unless I'm really drunk. As a matter of fact, I was just at this place in Columbus, Late Night Slice, which is a pizza place. It's outside, right? And everyone goes there after they get drunk or whatever. And they have, like, porta potties, right? And I remember one time I was really drunk, ordered my pizza, and I had to piss in the porta potty. And it's a very confined space, and I somehow pissed all over myself, my jeans and everything. So, you know, I like the space a stall provides. You know, you don't have to worry about other people right next to you and shit like that. You've got a little personal private area where I can just, you know, take my time, whip it out, you know, spread out if I need to.
Hey, Tim, sideshow member.
But people are really disgusting, like pissing all over the seats
for
and stuff.
Lather. I just got your plea for new voicemail, and I got to help you out there because I never, ever thought you would run out. It's October 5th now, so I'm curious to see what kind of a lag time you got.
Well, I think I'm on the 5th now, 5th or 6th.
At least now we can move away from the recent unpleasantness and on to the...
Oh, wait a second. What did he just say?
What kind of a lag time you got. Well, at least now we thought you would run out. It's October 5th now, so I'm curious to see what kind of a lag time.
I guess I didn't have to say, I think I'm backed up to the 5th.
Well, at least now we can move away from the recent unpleasantness and on to the joyful veneration of St. Britbrad. And in that case, I'm going to tell you about what's going on with me this month. As a ghost.
Someone needs to create a statue, St. Britbrad.
Ghostbuster, I know you love it.
The patron saint of... cigarette phlegm coughs or something.
I know you're totally gay for it. Anyway, we've got the re-release theatrically of Ghostbusters for 3 nights only, October 13th, 20th, and 27th at 7 p.m. Locally, it's going to be at AMC Easton, as well as the Polaris Brave Theater, which I've never really heard about. I'm also involved with the Scaratorium Haunted Attraction, which is in Dublin Village Shopping Center, so very close to your neck of the woods.
Yeah. But, you know, I saw Ghostbusters at Movie Tavern, or Tavern, Tavern, last year? Or whenever I ran into Rich Lather, so I don't know if I want to see it again. I guess it would be kind of cool to see it on a real big screen, like a normal movie theater. I don't know.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Malin here. I was just calling. I didn't know if anyone's mentioned this for a while, but what happened to that fizzled out thing you had going?
That was my soda blog, and, you know, I just didn't have time for it. And, you know, I would love to write more stuff. As a matter of fact, I just got word that, first of all, I ordered a new Japanese soda. It's supposed to be some sort of, a Japanese Pepsi, because every year Pepsi comes out with two bizarre flavors in Japan, and this is some sort of, like, Caribbean gold flavor, and then I just read that there's a new fall flavor in Japan of Pepsi, strawberry milk Pepsi. It sounds disgusting, and I'm totally going to order it as soon as I can find one on eBay.
Hey, Timmy Boo, I just wanted to say Happy Halloween.
Thank you. A little early. That's okay.
Hey, Tim. Gore Thane here, and I'm on my way to visit my near-dead parents at the near-dead home, where he has dementia and she has Alzheimer's, and they won't even remember I'm there, and I still end up having to go...
People always say Alzheimer's.
...go twice a week.
How
so,
how
as far as your the demise of your father, you lucky, lucky bastard.
Well,
have a nice
that.
Week. I'll see you later. And if I get any good audio while I'm out there, I'll be sure to record it for you.
Thank you.
Call it in next week.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
A couple crazy old people in the nursing home.
You give it to me. It's Mike in New York.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, I hate to be the bearer of bad news for you.
Oh, no.
But you remember Don LaPree, the tiny classified ads guy?
Yes.
A few months ago, I called in and said that he'd been arrested on something like 41 counts of money laundering and fraud and all sorts of stuff. He scammed millions of dollars from over 200,000 people. Turns out that he killed himself. Apparently, he cut himself and bled out. They found him just a couple days ago.
What did he cut himself with? He's in jail.
Jail cell.
They need to be more
apparently
careful.
He tried to do this when they caught him. When they caught him, he was hiding out in the gym with a deep cut to his groin. They said he was trying to cut one of the major arteries in his leg.
Ah.
But
they saved him then, and they didn't save him
this
time.
OD on pills or something.
So, rest in peace, Don LaPreece.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I could have told you 15 years ago when I saw that infomercial that he's, you know, he's a fraudster or whatever. All those infomercial guys are. Come on, for Christ's sakes. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD? Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see. What is today? Wednesday? So tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. You got to sign up if you want to hear this shit. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday and the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hi, I'm Kim Henson's mother. Please sign up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 goddamn. Don't let my baby go hungry on the street. Sign up now. Superfreak. Superfreaksideshow.com.